from New Hampshire Public Radio. This is Word of Mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott. And here's a family resemblance you don't need eyes to see, but you can hear it.
I don't want to love you like a man by being above you like a man. I don't want to hurt you like a man, but that's what I am.
Adam Cohen, for the record, looks very much like his father, the Canadian musician, poet, and giant among songwriters, Leonard Cohen. After making three solo albums, one with his band Low Millions, and a four-year hiatus, Adam has returned with a new album and clearly a new appreciation for the family legacy. We're listening to the title track, Like a Man, one of the deeply personal, very spare songs that recall 70s-era Leonard Cohen.
I don't wanna be like them, those other men. Whatever came before me, well, that was them. I'll be better than those other men.
Let's talk about this album. It's your first in 4 years. Kind of a comeback. Why did you drop out of the business in 2007, and what did bring you back?
I was disillusioned. I had basically failed to deliver on not just a promise to myself, but I think a promise that seduced many record companies, one after the other, to invest in me. Basically, I had an appetite and was led by an appetite for success rather than trying to be good. And I certainly wasn't preoccupied with trying to honor a family tradition. I was just seduced by the music business with a capital M and a capital B. And when successive failure after failure I had succumbed to, I realized that what was glaringly missing for me was a kind of courage and a maturity and a wisdom and an embracing of a voice that I had shunned and that I had hidden away. And it was finally my time.
Yeah, I wonder what it's like to live under such a long shadow, you know, even if it isn't an oppressive shadow, but you must spend a lot of time trying to individuate, trying to be your own man.
And I just want to address the idea of the shadow. You know, I personally, I don't feel a sense of shadow. I feel more a sense of responsibility. You know, I feel like I share a genetic code with someone who I find remarkable and I'm grateful to be the son of. I've always had food on my plate. I've traveled. I've met bohemian, liberal-minded, artistic-leaning people my whole life. I'm very, very privileged and fortunate. And worse than that, even, I have no excuse for not having done better with my career. You know, I wrote some pretty damn good songs, I think, but I put them all in skimpy little dresses because my hope was to, again, you know, to participate in the music business rather than the arts.
Well, we're going to listen to some fully dressed, fully fleshed out songs now. This is a song that shows some of the, I don't know, the themes of masculinity, the romantic, let's say the interior side of romance, sexuality, some of the themes that come across in this album. This is Sweet Dominique from the album Like a Man, the new release by Adam Cohen.
We left the party early, we had somewhere else to be. We parked the car on a dark side street. The car was better than any bar or hotel suite. We agreed, Sweet Dominique. And you opened like a flower in the heat. Your beauty on my eyes like a masterpiece. Never has skin tasted so sweet as for you and me, Sweet Dominique. And you said, oh, I didn't know that we could go so many kisses deep. We were face to face, lips to lips, heat to heat. And you said, oh, I didn't know that we could go so many kisses deep, Sweet Dominique.
Sweet Dominique, from the album Like a Man. It's an upcoming release by Adam Cohen, who we're speaking to right now. Adam, the reviewer Johnny Abrams wrote of the new album, Like a Man, neither outright imitates nor self-consciously veers away from the work of his father. So is that a challenge that is put upon you, or is that one that you really see for yourself? Are you walking that line?
Well, it's actually more deliberate than that on this record. What this record is songs recovered from a kind of oblivion. If I had wrote a song that was too much like my father's work, I would generally hide it away. Mm-hmm. So really, on this record, I just reunited a whole bunch of songs that my family and those closest to me recognized as my best work that I didn't put to the foreground because the songs were too poetic or too slow or too lyrically driven. And of course, they were the songs that resembled my father's work the most.
And for us, the listener, I feel like we're being let in on a secret. You know, there's something very quiet and intimate about it.
It's also the actual manner in which this record was captured. You know, the producer, Pat Leonard, who also worked with my father, he had such strict rules for how to go about this. And the rules were, you know, I had 3 takes per song. If I didn't get a song in 3 takes, we moved on. All the musicians had to be in the same room at the same time. There was no artifice allowed. Really, the goal and mission was to capture, like they did in the 60s, a performance. What that does to the recording, it denudes it, and it removes all artifice.
I'm drunk as the devil, I'm lit up like a church. You look incredible tonight, so damn good it hurts. Let's comfort each other, see the world through glassy eyes. Let go of the rudder, come home with me. I'm okay to drive. Climb inside. Let's pretend that we're happy. Let's pretend we're smart. Let's pretend that we're naked for reasons of the heart. My darling, I've been drinking, I'm sinking like a stone. So lie with me a little, 'cause I can't lie alone.
Lie Alone, off the new album by Adam Cohen. The album is called Like a Man. We, you know, telling listeners that we were going to be speaking with you, put out some questions or requests for questions from our Facebook listeners, and I thought this was a terrific one. Most kids at some point go through a period where their parents are hopelessly uncool and out of touch. Now, did that happen to you when your father is Leonard Cohen?
No, that never happened to me.
It's impossible to imagine, isn't it?
That's a good question. No, I never experienced that. I always thought my old man was as cool as it gets, and the funny thing is that his cool is actually deepening. Mm. And I think, you know, he's 78, and I had lunch with him yesterday, and I've never seen him look cooler, be cooler, more profoundly interesting and inspiring to me than now.
You ever think you'll make a record with your dad?
I doubt it. You know, he certainly doesn't need me, and record making is hard for him. We don't need the extra stress or gimmickry. Of course, I wouldn't turn it down.
Well, Adam Cohen, I really want to thank you for joining us. Appreciate your time.
Thank you very much for having me.
Adam Cohen, family man, musician. We're listening to the song Out of Bed. That's from his new album, Like a Man, which is set for U.S. release next week on April 3rd. You can find links to much more in his music, along with reviews and more, at wordofmouthradio.org.
I'd ask the angels to sing to you from up above. I just can't get out. I can't get out. Can't get out of bed. If I could, I surely would do everything that I said. I can't get out. of bed.
Well, we're grateful you could come along for the ride with us today. If you did miss any of the program or would like to pass a segment along to a friend, go to wordofmouthradio.org. There you can listen to past shows from the archives. You can post questions or feedback about what you've heard on the air and contribute to the conversation by emailing your ideas to wordofmouth@nhpr.org. Please also consider posting on our Facebook page or sending us a tweet. I'm Virginia Prescott. This is Word of Mouth from NHPR.
I declare your eyes another constellation.
Word of Mouth is produced by Taylor Quimby,
Virginia Prescott,
and senior producer Rebecca Lavoie, with oversight and direction
from Abby Goldstein, NHPR's vice president of programming,
and web support from Brady Carlson,
and Courtney Kenya.
Andrew Perella gives technical support,
and Dan Colgan, Dan the man runs our board.
The views expressed in this program are those of the individual,
not those of NHPR, its board of trustees, or its underwriters.
Really anybody else.
For information about the show, to listen to past segments, post a comment, or read our blog,
go to wordofmouthradio.org.
Or use the On Demand tab on the NHPR app.
You can join our community of listeners on Facebook at Word of Mouth Radio.
And you can follow us on Twitter at Word of Mouth.
Word of Mouth is a production.
Word of Mouth is a production.
Word of Mouth is a production
of New Hampshire
Public Radio.